Can you remember what it was about mining in the first place? You were telling me before you grew up around the lake. Can you remember what got you engaged in mining in the first place?
You know, I like to deal with people. I like to manage people. I like to pick the good qualities out and try and foster those good qualities along. And I do really enjoy, and I always did enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
So I sort of grew with the company and grew with the Cant family, and ended up working for four generations of them, and and had 47 years in total.
A lot has been made of Paul Cant's innovation, his ingenuity, just the way he could, you know, sort of solve problems and change the way that mining was done in a lot of ways. What did you see from up close? What did you make of all that?
Paul was, you know, he'd come from an aeronautical background, engineer,
mm-hmm.
and very, I think a very forward-thinking engineer.
Mm.
And he didn't let barriers stand in his way or tradition stand in his way, and it was quite unique. And he liked to see himself as being unique.
So he wore that as a feather in his cap.
Yeah, he did. And probably... one thing that I think Paul wasn't so good at, and I can never work out how it all worked, but his man management skills were very different. But people loved to work for him, but he was a tough operator and hard to work for. Paul had a view that was quite different to the rest of the world. He'd praise in private and punish in public.
Oh, okay. That can only end in tears.
Well, it's quite opposite to the normal traditions.
Yeah, that's right.
But Paul's, I think his man management skills left a bit to be desired, and we always used to joke about it that Paul was the bulldozer and I was the grader.